Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. And also a word of welcome to our families and friends who are following us through the television, radio, and the internet. We gather as the people of faith to give thanks and praise to God for his numerous blessings he bestowed on us. In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus opens the ears and the mouth of a man who was deaf and mute. We ask the Lord to open our ears and our mouth to receive his word and our mouth to proclaim his faith. And for many times we have failed to do so, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication, With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools and the thirsty grounds springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul.
The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free.
Praise the Lord, my soul.
The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers.
Praise the Lord, my soul.
The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord, my soul.
A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing fine clothes, and say, "Sit here, please," while you say to the poor one, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters in the risen Lord. The sacred scriptures that we read and study, especially the Gospels, are living words. They're words that are meant to move all of us here today in the lives that we live right here in 2018. They are meant to move us to a metanoia. That is, to a change of heart, to a new way of being. The word gospel itself translates to mean good news. Good news. And so what is the good news from today's gospel for us? I think we've heard these miracle stories about Jesus for our entire lives. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, cures someone of an illness. And that in itself, back in his day, with their lack of medical understanding and technology, is impossible without divine intervention. But you see, we have 2,000 years of church teaching and sacred scripture and faith. Faith to understand that this truly is possible because we believe that Jesus is part of the Blessed Trinity. So, okay, but how is the good news, this living word, part of our lives? We come to Mass on Sundays to be fed. We come to Mass on Sundays to be fed both from the table of the altar, but also we come to be fed from the table of the Word. So in that context, looking at this week's gospel passage, how are we going to be fed? And I asked myself that same question when I was looking at the scriptures this week in preparation to preach this weekend. And the operative word in this gospel passage or theme that jumped out to me was that word Ephphatha, or be opened. St. Mark's Gospel was originally written in Greek, but on occasions, when we read Mark's Gospel, we find that St. Mark uses certain Aramaic words. Aramaic was the language at the time that Jesus spoke. He uses these certain phrases or words in Aramaic. And by doing this, I think St. Mark really wants to emphasize what is happening at that particular moment. And Ephphatha is one of those words. And you can think of other ones. Another one that comes to mind real quickly is Talitha Kum. Little girl, I say to you, rise. And so we see these dramatic words from Mark as a sign for us to pay closer attention to what's going on at that moment in the gospel. Because there's a message there, not just for what happened back then, but there's a real message there for us. They become special teaching moments. So in today's gospel, we hear that Jesus leaves the Jewish region, goes into the pagan territory, and he heals a man. He heals a man who has a hearing problem, which has naturally caused a speech impediment. And again, we hear that Jesus uses a very simple but powerful word, ephatha, or translated, be open. And when you really look at this healing that took place here, it was more than a physical healing. This healing was also a very personal healing, because Jesus shares with this man part of his own identity by using spittle on his tongue. Spittle is a bodily fluid that carries one's identity. So just think about that, how Jesus shares himself, his DNA. And the command of be open, was not just a way of allowing this man to regain his hearing, which it did, but it carried with it a much deeper opening of this individual's heart. Being open carries with it a spirituality, I believe, of opening our hearts to the truth of the incarnate word. It's called being receptive, or receptivity. You know, at different stages in our life, all of us can have pretty good hearing, picking up every small sound around us, but actually be deaf to the sound and voice of God working in our daily lives. Just like the story of St. Paul, who originally called himself Saul. And we all know that story. St. Paul, who was blinded physically on the road to Damascus. And Jesus was showing Paul in a very demonstrative, a very dramatic way that he was also blind, not only made blind physically, but he was blind in a spiritual sense. His heart was closed and incapable of seeing the truth. But as we know the ending to that story, St. Paul had an epiphany. He had a spiritual awakening. We also know that the scales of his physical blindness, but not just his physical blindness, the scales of his physical blindness and his spiritual blindness were lifted. And he not only gained his physical vision, but he gained a renewed spiritual fervor to preach the gospel, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to all he encountered, especially the Gentiles. See, my friends, I think the cures that come from our Lord in the gospel stories are always accompanied by true spiritual healing. The deaf man was cured, or he was opened, in order that he might go back into society free and open to participate in all of the social and religious activities. You know, as a sideline to what's going on here, you have to know the history, culture of the times. And in the time of Jesus, deafness and the inability to speak were seen as punishments from God. We hear about that and we say, how ridiculous, but that's what the mindset was back in those days. So in healing him, Jesus, what does he do? Jesus gives him back his identity. He gives him back his dignity with all of the religious and social implications and rights. So this man, at that point, ceases to be someone who is marginalized and becomes part and whole of the community. In our gospel text, neither the man nor the people or friends have a name. And I think that's written that way because I think it suggests that this man stands for all of us. The deaf man stands for all of us who need to have our ears and our hearts open to our Lord to hear and to understand what keeps all of us enslaved, what separates us from our relationship with God. Our ears and our hearts need to be open to allow ourselves to be fed, but fed in the right way, fed with the good news of our Lord, as opposed to allowing ourselves to be fed by the pop culture of the time. And with this day and age, with our internet and everything that we have around, it's almost impossible not to be bombarded on a daily basis. In the gospel, we see Jesus, again, I mentioned before, crossing over the borders. He crosses from the land of the Jews into what is known as pagan territory. And why is he crossing over? He's crossing over to bring the good news to the non-Jews. So again, this living word was not only for 2,000 years ago. This living word is for today. So in essence, this living word is telling us that God wishes to heal and care for all peoples, regardless of religion, regardless of labels. And so this can, in fact, be an invitation for all of us in our own lives to cross the borders to those who maybe do not belong to our group, whether it's religious, social, political, economic, whatever it may be. My friends, we know that Jesus died and he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven and he sits at the right hand of the Father. But the work of opening ears and eyes and tongues, as we know on that Pentecost Sunday, was left to us. And Jesus asks all of us, Jesus asked all of us to help others in their lives to hear and to see and to speak. Sometimes only by our compassionate listening and by our respectful attitudes. Ephatha. Be opened. Jesus addresses these living words to each and every one of us. Be open to the goodness in other people. Be open to the innocence of babies. Be open to the gentleness of the old. Be open to the beauties around us in creation. Be open to the unspoken cry for friendship and understanding. Be open to the call of a lonely person. And be open to the call to share what we have in surplus with those who are less fortunate. My friends, the deaf man with the impediment truly represents each and every one of us. And God does speak to us in our daily lives through others in so many different ways. And do we hear what he is saying? Be open, Ephatha, when we practice this invitation given by Jesus in today's gospel passage. We ourselves and the world around us will be better for it. May Almighty God bless you, and may he protect you and your loved ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bring our prayers before the Lord, who has the power to bring water to the desert and mercy to care for those who thirst.
For all church and civic leaders, that they may show no partiality between rich and poor in exercising their power, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all grandparents, that they may experience the joy of family, the blessing of health, and the gift of gratitude, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those who lost their lives in the terrorism attack of 9/11, for the families and friends they left behind, and for an increased resolve to work toward an end to terrorism, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our Jewish sisters and brothers who celebrate the beginning of a new year, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Layla Garaby, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Robert and Rudy Villarreal, Mary Alice Meir, Johann Vetter, and Reverend Albert Vetter, we pray to the Lord. And now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O merciful God, you open the eyes of the blind and ears of the deaf. Open our eyes to your truth and our ears to your word, and grant us the courage to proclaim the good news throughout the world. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
I pray to my God, I turn your land, I serve. Hearken, O Lord, unto the prayers of your servants, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary. Look with forgiveness upon this nation, over whom your pain has been invoked, O God.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
The Lord is having sacrifice at your hand for the praise of the Lord in his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
O God, who gave us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world, and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You rule in your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
Proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we realize for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory is now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Amen. The blood of Christ.
Amen.
Because unto the Lord thy God and thy accomplishment, all you who gather around him to praise him.
To the awesome God.
come and drink, share my wine and bread. Though you have no money, come to me and eat. Drink the cup I offer, feed on finest wheat. I myself am living bread, feed on me and live. In this cup my blood for you, drink the wine I give.
I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.